With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The Supreme Court has been hearing arguments this morning in a major test of presidential power. Donald Trump's attorney, John Sauer, told the justices former presidents are entitled to absolute immunity.
Prosecuting the president for his official acts is an innovation with no foothold in history or tradition and incompatible with our constitutional structure.
If the High Court rules against Trump and in favor of the government, the case would be returned to federal court and the setting of a trial date in the federal case alleging 2020 election interference. Also at SRNnews.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson is calling for Columbia University's president to resign over her handling of anti-Semitic demonstrations on campus.
It's unconscionable. This President Shafiq is shown to be a very weak and inept leader. They cannot even guarantee the safety of Jewish students. They're expected to run for their lives and stay home from class. It's maddening.
The speaker appeared on the Salem Radio Network. Meanwhile, questions are being raised about the protests.
The NYPD is looking into reports that outside groups are funding pro-Hamas protests at local universities. The NYPD Deputy Commissioner of Operations says he suspects professional agitators are behind the protest centered on the Israel-Hamas war, pointing to the student encampments at Columbia and NYU that are all using the same type and color tents. Similar protests are breaking out at campuses across the U.S. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The latest numbers from the Commerce Department show a first quarter slowdown in U.S. economic growth. The economy grew at a 1.6% annual pace, down sharply from the fourth quarter. And that has sent stocks into a nosedive. The Dow is off by 662 points, the Nasdaq down by 269. This is SRN News. Evangelicals weigh in on the issues. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
A new poll released by Coral Ridge Ministries asks believers to select three most pressing concerns for the Biden administration. Immigration was the most frequently mentioned issue. 56% of respondents put it in their top three. Second on the list was America's sovereignty, followed by abortion. And what issue poses the greatest threat to the country right now? The vast majority of CRM poll respondents say open borders. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Spain has approved a plan aimed at making reparation and economic compensation for victims of sex abuse committed by people connected to the Catholic Church. It also announced the future celebration of a public act of recognition for the victims. However, the Spanish Conference of Bishops has rejected the plan, saying it discriminates against victims outside of church circles. This is SRN News. The World Health Organization says England tops the global list of the number of children who consume alcohol.
The World Health Organization questioned tens of thousands of school-aged children across Europe, Central Asia, and Canada about their smoking, vaping, and alcohol habits. At the age of 11, more than a third of boys and girls in England say they've drunk alcohol. By 13, more than half have done so. Both figures were higher than any other country surveyed. Health experts say while drinking among young people is in decline overall, the UK remains one of the world's heaviest drinking nations. They say the earlier a child drinks, the more likely they are to develop alcohol problems later.
That report from the BBC's Dominic Hughes. A memorial service being held at Washington's National Cathedral today to honor seven World Central Kitchen aid workers killed in Gaza earlier this month. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Greg Clugston.